Good morning. Welcome back to Denver. Before I turn it over to John and Gary, I just want to take a moment to thank them and the entire staff, certainly all of our players, the entire organization, for such a special season. We're so proud of the team, his performance in Super Bowl 50, and the fact now that we have won our third world championship. Very exciting. We had a great week in the Bay Area, and I want to take some time to recognize everybody in the host city, the host area. First of all, we had a wonderful week in Santa Clara, where we stayed for the entire week. I want to thank Stanford University, where we practiced and utilized their facilities. The 49ers, Jed York and Dr. York, great job. Stadium looked fantastic on Sunday. And, of course, San Francisco, which provided a lot of wonderful events. I was there. I happened to go down for a couple of nights and spend 2 days down there, and the place was just electric. Really a great atmosphere. So to Mayor Lee and Super Bowl host committee Dan Lurie, thank you for a great week. And also to Commissioner Goodell, Peter O'Reilly, and the entire NFL staff. It's a massive production, and everybody did a terrific job in making Super Bowl 50 a fantastic event. My favorite part of the week was when we had our initial meeting on Monday at Stanford, and Gary called the team up at the end of practice and said, "Men, congratulations, you finally made it into Stanford." That was true of all the players and everybody on the staff except for one guy. But that was fun. I'll remember that. It was really special at the end of the game to see Annabelle and the family, the seven children, celebrating on the field, enjoying the moment, taking it all in. I heard from a couple of the family members, they were able to Skype with Pat during the celebration. I think that's really neat and really fun for them. And they're going to have fun today at the parade. Pat should be here. This is who should be talking to you right now. And I kind of thought about some of the things that he might say were he here today. He would tell you that he loved this team. He loved everything that they were about, their resolve and their grit and their determination and the way they finished. He would have been so impressed with that and so pleased and so proud of them. One of the things I told a few of you, I think, after the game on Sunday when I saw you or ran into you, he would have said, if you were surprised by the outcome today, you shouldn't have been. He would have recognized the great confidence and the preparation and everything that Gary and his staff did to get this team ready to play. And that victory that we achieved, that great Super Bowl victory, would not have surprised him, and he would have told you it shouldn't have surprised you either. And lastly, I think he just would have been overwhelmed with and so pleased for the fans. He, as much as anyone, recognizes this incredible connection that the Denver Broncos have with this region, this state, this city, and our great, great fans. And Pat and all of us here never underestimate that. We never do. And, the support that they've shown for this franchise is unwavering. Year in and year out, it's just, an incredible connection. And, it's been that way since the day Pat bought the team. He would tell you that. It hasn't changed. I think the avenues for which how we can connect with all of you, fans, media, the age of the internet and the digital age. Obviously, it's the league and everything else is sort of more emphasized. But there's, in terms of raw emotions from fans and raw passion, there's really nothing like it. And we are very, very lucky to have the support of this entire region, this community, and the best fans in the NFL. Before John and Gary take the stage, I do want to talk a little bit about them, because this tremendous achievement is is largely due to their efforts. John, of course, quarterbacked the team to back-to-back Super Bowl victories, and now he's built a team that captured its third world championship. He's assembled a deep and talented roster in many different ways, through the draft, by acquiring undrafted free agents, by acquiring free agents off the street, by acquiring great free agents that were available and came in and have been major contributors to this team. The defense, these players that John brought in, you will all debate where they stand in history, but I will say this. Sunday's performance was historic. And John brought those players in. He's brought all these great players in. Peyton Manning for 4 years here. Five AFC West divisional titles, two conference championships, and now a Super Bowl championship. That's John's body of work. And it's very, very impressive. And we're very fortunate to have him here running our football operations. Coach Kubiak, you know, this team kind of embodies his personality in my mind. Tough, gritty, selfless, hardworking. You know, with his leadership, we grinded it out, as he likes to say, and he did an unbelievable job this season of keeping his finger on the pulse of this team. One of my favorite things that I get to do, very lucky to be able to do it, is come down here on Wednesday mornings at 8:55, and the team has its introductory meeting leading into the week, whoever we're playing. And sometimes, you know, a first-year coach takes a while to connect with his team. But Gary got their attention early, and as we came down the stretch, listening to those meetings where he talks about the intangibles and some of the things that he's seeing from the previous week and what we need to do as a team. And he talks about their special teams and how we need to attack them on special teams. And he talks about their defense and how we need to attack them on offense, and their offense and how we need to attack them on defense. And I will just say this. I mean, listen to those meetings. This team was dialed in at the end. And, you know, we had the confidence and we had the belief that we could beat anybody. And you look at the scores of the game, all the games that that were played, and the way we pulled games out, you know, one-score games. It's just a tremendous performance by Gary. In our minds, here in this building, he's the coach of the year, and he's done a terrific job. And we're very, very proud to have him here.